ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास तथोजाय उदीरहे नष्ट प्रायेष्व भद्रेशो नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्णा, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 9th कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर। किंग सुदुम्ना बिकम्स अ वुमेन। सो द लास्ट टू वर्सेस ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। तथ परिणिते काले प्रतिष्ठानापति प्रभो पुरुरवास उत्सृज्य गां पुत्रया गतो वनम् तथा देर आफ्टर परिणिते काले व्हेन द टाइम वाज राइप प्रतिष्ठानपति द मास्टर ऑफ द किंगडम प्रभु वेरी पावरफुल पुरुरवसे unto Pururava Ustrijya delivering Gam the world Putraya unto his son Gataha departed Vanam to the forest. This translation purported by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation: thereafter when the time was ripe, when Sudumna, the king of the world, was sufficiently old, he delivered the entire kingdom to his son Pururava and entered the forest. Purport: according to Vedic system, one within the institution of Varna and Ashram must leave his family life after he reaches 50 years of age. Panchasha Urdham Vanam Vrajet. Thus, Sudumna followed the prescribed regulations of Varnashrama by leaving the kingdom and going into the forest to complete his spiritual life. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 9th canto, first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled King Sudumna Becomes a Woman. So also I'll read out the translation for 41. O King, Sudumna had three very pious sons named Utkala, Gaya and Vimala, who became the kings of the Dakshinapatha. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मृतमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। वन्देहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे विल बी द एंडिंग ऑफ दिस चैप्टर, सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ द सीनियर डिवोटीज। सो हियर व्हाट वी सी, द किंग सुयज्ञ, नाउ ही हैंडेड ओवर हिज किंगडम टू हिज अमंग द थ्री सन्स। इट इज मेंशन दैट पुरुवा वाज द एल्डेस्ट, एंड एज पर द वैदिक इंजंक्शन, what Prabhupada explains, that according to Vedic system, within the institution of Varna and Ashram, one must leave family life after he reaches 50 years of age. Panchashovardham Vanam Vrajet. So here, what we see, basically today's theme is that of Varna Ashram, and among the Varna Ashram, how one has to leave his home. So based on Prabhupada teaching, so we'll try to put some light on this. So it is mentioned, in a civilized society there are two important aspects as a human being one has to follow. So one is that only in the human form of life we can accept a guru. Tad viddhi pranipatena tasmat gurum prapadyante. There are countless verses in the Vedic scripture that only as a human being we can accept a guru, not as only Narada Muni can make some exceptional things, but we can't do that kind of thing. The second is renouncing home. So it is a mandatory. What I found, where most of the cases Prabhupada explains, this is a Vedic injunction. So in India, in the olden time, there was understanding among the people, if something is said, is it a Ved Praman? Is it Ved? Is it mentioned in the scriptures? And you see in India, people, they accept, because they are very simple. Now within the cities, what you see, because of westernization, people are changing outwardly, but still they go to holy places. So second part here, what today we are going to discuss, is renouncing home. So now we see Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also explains Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam. And if you see in one system, Varnashram is a very scientific. Bhagavad Gita, there are a good number of verses. They are very much scientific, like Dehi Nosmin Yatha Dehi. It explains how the body is changing. Similarly, we have many other verses. Annad Bhavanti Bhutani, Parjanyad Anna Sambhava. It is a cycle. So here, what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, that it is created by Him. Now, whatever it is being created by the Lord, there cannot be unscientific. There cannot be useless. In material world today, the doctors, what they say, some parts in our body, they are useless, like tonsillites or appendix. They don't have that knowledge. It is not that the Lord has made these organs in the body, just He has packed certain things and He made a human body. It is not like that. So every organ has a certain work to perform. Similarly, now what we see, Varnashrama is a scientific social order. And also in today's modern society also, it is existing. We want a classless society because of democracy. Prabhupada said, oftentimes he said, democracy means demons crazy. Each demon killing other demon, demons fighting amongst themselves. So what we see in the modern news, it is just amongst the demons, whatever it is. So Prabhupada explains that four social orders, they are... Anyone knows what is the four social orders? Varnas, of course. Brahmana, Kshatriya, then Vaishya and Sudra. Then this order Brahmana we have. After that, ashram is, first is Brahmachari ashram, then Grahastha ashram, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So today what we are going to discuss is Vanaprastha ashram. And it is mentioned in the scripture that life is divided into four parts. It is not mentioned in the other yugas. It may be proportional how much we live. Kali Yuga, of course, we may live 100 years at the most. In other yugas also, the kings, they left their kingdom after certain age. So here, the understanding Kali Yuga, it is mentioned that a child, when it is about 8 to 12 years old, there are many samskaras. The scriptures, they mention there are 42 samskaras. And amongst them, there are 10 important samskaras. So there is one samskar when the child grows up to the age of 8 to 12, Upanayana samskar. When Krishna Balaram, they were in Vrindavan, until they 12, they didn't go any much samskar other than birth and other samskaras. But after killing Kamsa, Vasudev and Devaki, they did the Upanayana samskar of Krishna Balaram. They were 12 plus, we can imagine. And nowadays they are sending the children when they are 3 years old. So as per our Vedic understanding, our brain develops only after 8 years, not in 3 years. Today they are trying to push everything, you know, like in the pharma, this poultry, they open the mouth of a chicken and they put all by the machine. Even the cows and all, they are feeding them all nonsense. So that cannot be done. So a child, when it goes to the Gurukul, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to the school of, anyone knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was his teacher in a childhood? Gangadas Pandit. So he went to the school of Gangadas Pandit with a slate and chalk. So this way, okay, Krishna and Balaram, of course, they learned the 64 arts in 64 days because they had many other things to do. So they finished their education in 64 days. But okay, for others, it is mentioned at least 25 years, until the age of 25 years. So basically this is mandatory. Now today the aspect what we are discussing, Vanaprastha, it is basically meant for Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. But whereas going to the school, it was allowed for Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. When Krishna was studying in Avantipur, there was his one nice friend Sudama. He was from Brahmana family. Krishna was of course Vaishya and Balaram was Kshatriya. We can understand. So the Britishers, basically they spoiled all our Indian Vedic system. But prior to the Britishers in India, almost all villages, there were people, they sent their children to the Gurukul. And the Guru, he's like a doctor. He used to observe the kid, the student. So he used to make out where he can fit. He can, either he can be a sannyasi, good sannyasi, and not then he can be a good grahastha, or he can do good in what kind of trade. Trade means different aspects of life, jobs. So the Guru, he told him, okay, you can go back home, continue with your father's business, or you report to the king, you become a soldier like that. So then when after coming home, one is to get married. Until the age of 50, people has to have children. And after 50, it is mentioned that Prabhupada, one place he quotes that a question may arise why one should leave home, because everything is comfortable nowadays. Everything is more comfortable, everything is at button tips, isn't it? There is a saying, sweet home, sweet home. Also, in today's world, people have rocking chairs, you know, in the home. There is a nice saying about rocking chair: the rocking chair rocks you everywhere, but it takes you nowhere. Because it is rocking there only. At the most you can go around, isn't it? So here what Prabhupada explains, that it is recommended in the religion, of course, the real religion means Sanatana Dharma. And there are so many offshoots of religion in today's world. And in almost all the scriptures, there is a mention that one has to go to the holy place. So in Christianity, there is a Vatican City, Rome. This is the smallest country in this planet. So people, they go there. Then we have Muslims, they are going to Makkah. And Buddhists, they go to Lumbini, Nirvana. Then we have six, they are going to Punjab, Amritsar, Mathatek. You know, Mathatek means touching the head over there. Then Jains also, they go to one hill called Shatadhunya. There's one hill where the Jains, they go for this thing, self-realization. So now, we should understand why it is recommended, why one should go. Many times we may question, yes, what is the necessity? If everything is at doorstep steps and everything is online coming, home delivery, what is necessary? Today people are doing aarti online. You need not to go to Tirupati. You can do with your mouse, you know. You can do any kind of aarti you like to Tirupati. So this is all Kali Yuga. So but hope against hope, it is mentioned that one must leave. It is a mandatory, must means like in when you are studying in the schools, there are certain subjects, PCM, physics, chemistry and maths, they are compulsory. You can't say, I don't like these subjects, no. So here, it is mandatory. So in one aspect, there are two aspects we should understand. So when we are living in our family life, especially from 25 to 50, so we are doing our family business, so many things we are doing. So we are doing also many sinful activities unknowingly. That is mentioned in the Manu Samhita. And the second aspect why we have to leave is to get a best, next best destination, good life. Krishna explains, Karanam Guna Sangasya Sad Asad Yonisu Janmasu. So in this life, if we don't atone for our sinful activities, next life we may have to go to lower species of life. So there are certain people who are, they say, no, once human means always human. That is not the reality. Krishna explains, Karanam Guna Sangasya. So there is one nice story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are so many stories. But if you see, one time Narad Muni, he was passing from a forest. And what he saw, there were a good number of animals. They were half killed. And they were so much tormented physically. So he was looking for that person who is doing this kind of thing. So feeling pity on this person, so suddenly he encountered this Mrigari. So Mrigari was thinking, why, how come this Narad Muni, he took a off road. So Narad Muni, when he encountered Narad Muni, so Narad Muni taking pity on him, he said, see, whatever you are doing, at least kill them instant. Don't make them, you know, suffer, because for this you will have to suffer in the hell. So somehow, because he was fear conscious, God conscious, so he could understand what Narad Muni is telling is something, there is truth. So further Narad Muni, he told him that how, for whatever we do in the material world, whatever karmas we do, so for that we have to repay. If we don't atone for them in this life, then we'll be taken to the hell. So that's why in the Manu Samhita, there's one nice verse. It is mentioned that Pancha Shuna Grahasthaya Chuli Peshane Upakshara Kandani Chod Upakamba Bhadyate Yastu Vadhyam. So there are five things which bind a Grahastha in his Grahastha life. What are they? Fire burner. Fire burner means we have nowadays electric stove, gas stove. That's called fire burner. Then motor, wooden motor where we grind the grains. Then we have the brooming we do in the house. Brooming, there are done so many. Today we have vacuum cleaner and all. Then we have this thing, clay water pot. We are using clay water pot. So this way, these are the activities through which we are doing subtle karma. We are incurring subtle karma reactions. But whereas there are many other things mentioned in the scriptures, that in certain activities we have to speak lie. Like Sanatana Goswami, when he was put under arrest, he told the jailer, okay, take this much money. You tell him that I got drowned in the Ganges. So if you want to get your daughter get married, sometimes you have to tell, she's very beautiful, but she looks in the sky. So you can understand what kind of eyes he must be having. So this way, in the scriptures, it is mentioned that, okay, to favor someone or to save someone's life, you can do this kind of small adjustments. But hope against hope, one has to leave the home at least at the age of 50. That is what is mentioned in the scriptures. But in today's world, people, they don't want to leave. People, they want to increase their retirement. Like in Western countries, some countries there are 65 years retirement age. In India, there are places, some places 50, 55, 57, 60. Until the fag end. Anyone knows what is fag end? Those who are chain smokers. Once they finish their one cigarette, with that burning, they put another cigarette. That's called fag end of life. Just he's about to crumble. So what Prabhupada explains here, Prabhupada has quoted this good amount of times. So now Prabhupada explains, this is an aspect of Vedic civilization. What Prabhupada explains, therefore it is compulsory, panchashodam vanam rajet. According to Varnashram system, brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Because voluntarily nobody can give up materialistic atmosphere. But by the order of Shastras, now we have to leave this home and spend some life of grahastha ashram, that is Varnashram ashram, as a vanaprastha, then prepare for sannyas. So this vanaprastha life is for like 25 years. During that period of time, the wife will be the partner. They go to all the holy places. And wherever we go to holy places, what happens when we take dip there? We get purified, we get freed from all the sinful activities what we have committed. So what I told, so all the scriptures, they mention that we go to holy places. It's like going to doctor. And nowadays people, they have a regular checkup with the doctor. But we should know, going to holy places, purifying ourselves. Then Prabhupada explains that if you disobey, then you will be in trouble. And now, in the government, if see, it is putting some rules and regulations, and if you don't follow that, now in India there are so many things are going on. So if they put some article, now it will be in force. Now you people can't meet together, they can't do any meetings and all. If you do something, go against, then you will be in trouble. So here what Prabhupada writes, if you disobey, then you will be in trouble. But Shastras say that vanam rajet means must, you must go to the forest. But if you disobey, then you will be in trouble. Just like we disobey the laws, you will be in trouble. So this is called tapasya. I do not like to go out from home. But Prabhupada explains, very comfortable home, happy home. But Shastras recommend that you must leave home. So now also Prabhupada explains, because after 50, the home is as good as a dark well. Graham and the kupam. Because you can't enjoy the life. Because your children, they are grown up. So they want to enjoy, they have to enjoy the life. What you are going to do there, isn't it? So at least on that ground, you have to say, okay, I have finished my part, the best part of my life. Okay, let me now leave the home. So Prabhupada explains, this also we can consider. So Prabhupada also explains that vanaprastha life means nivritti marga. Nivritti means there are two kinds of path, pravritti marga and nivritti marga. Now Bhagavatam also mentions pravritti means materialistic advancement. Today's society, they are all always seeing GDP. How much progress we are doing, how much things we are producing, how many hospitals we have. They don't see how many diseases we are curing. They want to increase the number of hospitals, isn't it? And actually Vrindavan is meant, Prabhupada says, Vrindavan is for only two aspects of life. For doing bhajan and for living body. And not for going for a multi-facility hospital. We have come to Vrindavan to leave the body and not to get into the big hospital and pay a big amount of money, isn't it? So that we can give to Krishna. So Prabhupada explains that nivritti. Vanaprastha life means nivritti. Now in our Sanskrit alphabets, if you see Prabhupada's book in the back, there is a alphabetical chart. Pa, pa, bha, ma, ma. This is called pa varga. Pa varga means there are five letters. Pa, pa, bha, bha, ma. Perm is parishram, hard, working hard. Today you see all people, they are working hard. Even they are making their children study hard, 18 hours. Perm is, there is some kind of, this thing is coming from foam, coming from the mouth. Perm is bhaya. Then second perm is bhartha. Bhartha means useless. And in the end, mrityu. So recently, one very highly qualified one minister died. The death can come anytime. So mrityu. So we can't say the mouth when the death will come. So it is mentioned in the scriptures, there is no guarantee. Actually, in the olden time, at least people could predict. Bhishmadev, he had a benediction from his father. Hardas Thakur, he had a free will. He left his body in the arms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I had one friend, he told me this long back. So his grandmother, she was so pious, she couldn't make out that when she was leaving her body. So one fine day morning, she told, okay, now you get one cow, get one brahmana, get Ganges water, get tulsi. So all they were, they wanted to do some favor to her towards the end of her life. And all the family was watching. She caught the tail of the cow. She took the water in the mouth, Ganges water. She put the tulsi leaf. And she told the family man, so after I leave the body, you can give some dakshina to the brahmana. So in the olden time, a good number of people, they knew when they are going to leave the body. But in today's world, nobody wants to leave the body. Forget about leaving the home. So Prabhupada explains, Nivritti Margam is gradually we leave the home and we become habituated living in such a condition of life. So Prabhupada explains, to achieve the actual purpose of human life. So what is the actual purpose of human life? So the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. That is, in this human form of life, one has to inquire. Even Rishabhdev, he explains to his sons, Parabhavastavad abodha jato yavanna jigyasata atma tattvam. So if one doesn't inquire in the human form of life, what is the goal of life? So his life is wasted. So there are four aspects of human life, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Here what we see moksha means, so Prabhupada explains that to achieve the actual purpose of human life. And Prabhupada also explains in verse purport, retired life training. So now there are so many trainings we are undergoing, isn't it? There are so many trainings we are going throughout the life. So what Prabhupada explains, retired life training means, as soon as he reaches 50 years or little advanced, he might have grown up children at home, then the father, mother leave home. Panchashordam vanam vrajet. The gentleman, when the boy grows up, he may get his boy married and go out of home. The wife may remain with him as a partner. This is called vanaprastha. So Prabhupada explains in one purport in the 7th canto, 7.5.5. So Prabhupada recommends that, this is also recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. So now Prahlad Maharaj, whom he recommended, anyone knows? So whom Prahlad Maharaj can recommend this? Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj recommended to Hiranyakashipu. So anyone can recall the verse? Very nice verse in the Bhagavatam. Nice verse by Prahlad Maharaj. Tatsadu manne suravarya dehinam sada sudumigna dhyam asadgraham hitvata patam grihanda kupam vanam gatoyat dhiram ashrayat vanam gatoyat. So Prabhupada has given a nice purport. I'll read out. So the translation goes, so O best of the asuras, king of demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted temporary body and the temporal household life is certainly embraced by anxiety because of having fallen in dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan. This is in translation, not in purport. So where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should thus take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So Prabhupada in the purport he writes, therefore There is no benefit in transferring from one forest to another. One must go to Vrindavan forest and take shelter of Govinda. That will make one happy. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is therefore constructing a Krishna Balaram temple to invite its members as well as outsiders to come and live peacefully in spiritual atmosphere. That will help one become elevated to the transcendental world and return back home, back to Godhead. This is what Prabhupada has written in the purport in that. So Prabhupada explains that if one is at all interested in being freed from the bondage of repeated birth and death. Again, this is another purport. So Prabhupada explains, after certain age, one must go to the forest. Panchasya Odam Vanam Vrajet. One should voluntarily give up family life and go to the forest. The best forest is Vrindavan, where one need not live with animals, but can associate with Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never leaves Vrindavan. Cultivating Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan is the means of being liberated from material bondage. For in Vrindavan, one can automatically meditate on Krishna. So Prabhupada has given a good number of quotes in different places. Also Prabhupada writes that travel to holy places. In India, what we see, there are almost, you will find from north, south, east, west, all places there are holy places. Prabhupada explains, according to Vedic civilization, married life is like a kind of license for sense gratification, but not for all life. So only in three ashram you will find there is no license, only grass life. The Vedic injection is that Panchashordam Vanam Vrajet, just after 50 you must give up, retire from householder life. That is called Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means you can take your wife with you and travel all over the world in holy places or pilgrimage just to give up your attachment to family life. In this way, when one is completely detached from family affection, he sends his wife back to elderly children to take care, and then he takes sannyas. That is, he Prabhupada writes, that is the renounced order of life. So there is no end in one sense. If we see, Prabhupada has given so many affirmatives, and also Prabhupada quotes in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the pastime of Kardama Muni. So if you see Kardama Muni, actually he was so much renounced, he didn't want to marry, but somehow he was told by Brahma, okay, you have to get married for certain higher cause. So Kardama Muni said, okay, I'll be in the grahastha ashram, but immediately I'll leave the home when I come to the age. So now Prabhupada writes that although the Lord was born in his home, Kapil Dev is the Supreme Lord, although the Supreme Lord is born at the home, what is the necessity of leaving home when the Lord is at the home? Isn't it a $1 million question? But Prabhupada writes that Yadyad Acharita Sreshtas, Bhagavad Gita Krishna explains that whatever the people from higher strata they do, then the common men, they will follow in their footsteps. So on that ground, Prabhupada writes, Kardama Muni, if he could have not followed, then people could have said, yes, see, Kardama Muni, he stayed back home, and my son is also as good as the Lord. People can say like that. So Prabhupada explains that yes, Kardama Muni is giving us a good lesson that how one should leave home when the children are grown up. And also Prabhupada writes, to become designationless. So now this material body has so many designations. People, they have put so many designations. And the Prabhupada explains, this material body, we give so many designations, but when the death comes, one has to leave. So Prabhupada explains that at the last stage, one must take sannyas. So Prabhupada, he explains in one of his conversations, yes, I advised Gandhi that he should retire. He never retired, although he was 78 years old. That's all right. And our program is that they are checked out. Panchashordam Vanam Vrajet. You show you are all nonsense ability to retire. Don't go to forest. This is all nonsense, monkey jumping. This may continue for some time, but ultimately one has to jump into the mouth of death. So that's what Prabhupada explains. So in one sense, in material world today, people they follow the way they like, but that is not the way of life. So because we are following the Varnashram, and which is very much scientific, today also in a subtle form you see these four Varnashram, you will see that those who are educated, they can be compared to Brahmanas, and those who are working for the armed forces, they can be like Kshatriyas, and those who are farming, now also India, 70% of the people they do farming, so that is called Vaishya. And Shudras, of course, we have laborers working in different constructions, there are so many works that is done by the Shudras. So what is the actual Varnashram system, in which people, they are working together, although they are divided by caste, but they are working together. Today, although we may say it is a classless society, but in a subtle form all they are existing. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, it is like a Daivi Varnashram, where we can do all work. A devotee can do all kind of works, from cooking to driving to book distribution. All this can come in Krishna consciousness. And this way, when you are carrying out this kind of life, so gradually we achieve the destination of life. Because Kali Yuga, things are changing very fast. Although this is Vrindavan, but what we see, gradually it is becoming the forest of what kind of one it is becoming? It is becoming which kind of forest? This RCC, RCC building forest. Okay, but Vrindavan has that potential. In India, Vedic India, what they say, elephant living or dead, the value doesn't go off. So similarly, Varnashram we can follow anywhere. It is not that we have to leave home. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes that after a person, after certain age, he should be secluded from the family and he should live in seclusion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he himself lived in Jagannath Puri, and that he explains Nirjan Bhajan. Nirjan Bhajan means where he should always meditate on the Lord, because that only will help. Antakalicha Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalyavaram. So this one has to practice. There is a saying in English, practice, practice and practice. So anything, if we don't practice, then we will not be able to remember the Lord at the last stage of life. So that's why the practice is very much recommended. So in Varnashram, what we see, when the child is going to Gurukul, so what Prabhupada, he explains, why today they are reluctant to leave home. Why people, they are reluctant to leave home? The one aspect Prabhupada explains, because they don't have training, they don't have practice. But when one comes to Krishna consciousness after Brahmacharya, Grahastha, so gradually he will search towards Vanaprastha, because he has training and he has the understanding. But in material world, what people, they think, okay, after my hard work of my life, I want to build a dream home and I want to retire in that. And there is one nice saying in South American saying. So one person, he was about to die in the hospital. So he got some self-realization. What he explains, so in my childhood, I was dying to play. Then I was dying to go to the school. Then I was dying to go to the college. Then I was dying to get one degree, master's. Then I was dying to get a job, going like a dog everywhere. Then I was dying to get one nice woman. I was dying to get married. Then I was dying to get some children. Then I was dying to build one nice home. Now I am really dying, and I forgot how to live a life. So this is what is happening in today. People, although many people, they have double income, but all that double income goes in having one dream home. But we never know when we will be kicked out from that home. Recently, one devotee, he sent one message. There was one highly educated Indian boy. He did his graduation from IIT and he was working for a multinational company in USA. So he got married, he had two children, and all of a sudden anything can go topsy-turvy. So he was told, now we can't pay you. Meantime, he had bought a big mansion, big car, children were studying in big schools. So overnight everything turned upside down. So one day he decided, okay, the wife and husband, what they decided, okay, what we can do, we can shoot ourselves, shoot our children and leave this body. So one time a newspaper, there was a quote, earn fast, die fast. This is what people they are doing in today's world, because they have no satisfaction. So in the olden time, people, they were satisfied, they were content. They were content with life. Today's world, although we have done such a big progress in life, everything is there, but people are not content. But still, being a duty of the Lord, so we should know, yes, this is a mandatory, this thing from the scriptures, and we have to leave home, and whatever kind of our activities we are doing, that we have to leave. So His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he set a good example. So when he came to know that he is about to leave his body, he got leukemia, the blood cancer. The doctors, they told, now you are not going to live for long. So then he told all his disciples, now this is our last meeting, and after this I will go into seclusion. I will do only nirjan bhajan, because I want to go back home, back to Godhead. So his disciples, they were a little sad, but he said, you will get my updates. And this way he withdrew from everyone. So this way, now here what we see, the king Suyagya, he knew this, yes, now I have finished my part of life. And Bhagavatam, we can quote a number of kings who left their kingdom. Even when Lord Krishna disappeared from this material world, so the moment Yudhishthira Maharaj, he came to know, he was made king. Anyone knows how many years Yudhishthira Maharaj ruled as a king? When he was made the king of Hastinapur? Any number of years, anyone knows? Just 18 years. Krishna, because the Yadus, they were still there. What Krishna, he thought, if I leave them behind, again I have to come back. Because that time the Yadus were very, very powerful. And the moment Yudhishthira Maharaj realized that Krishna has gone back, so immediately he made Parikshit the king of Hastinapur, and whom he made the king of Vrindavan, Mathura Mandal, Vajranab was made the king of Braj Mandal, and they left for the north. That is means, it is mentioned in our Vedic scriptures, going towards north means going towards the heavenly planet. This way the Pandavas, they retired timely. So in the olden time, the people, they used to do. Even Parikshit Maharaj, he was cursed. He never gave a second thought. What should I do now? He immediately thought, okay, now I got 1 week time. I should immediately leave the home. That's why it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when Parikshit Maharaj, he put this question, Sukhdev Goswami said, yes, this is the best question you have made, and this will help all the people. So similarly, the people, they should have in mind, yes, this is recommended for our ultimate best, and one has to prepare accordingly, according to his way, how he can adjust himself for the vanaprastha life. So we have 5 minutes left, so I'll take a break. So anyone has any comment or any question regarding the vanaprastha? So I am not a vanaprastha. Just whatever I could understand from Prabhupada teaching, I just tried my level best to give the best the ability what I could understand from Prabhupada. There's a euthanasia. If you want to die, today's world, the medical science is very much advanced. You know what is euthanasia? Anyone knows? It's called mercy death. You can die. With Kali Yuga, you can plan.
When in spiritual life, the death will come according to our destiny. So we have to wait for our destiny and chant more and remember more God. So the death will come according to our life. It cannot come that we are from the higher condition.
Yes, Vrindavan is like preparing ground for living material world. So many designations. So we have so many responsibility.
Think that, oh, I'm 50 now, let them all send themselves to Vrindavan to take a few of sannyas. What mindset are we
trying to do? In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Parikshit was cursed, there it is mentioned what Prabhupada writes, at least few years of life. It is not that we are going to live 100 years. What is spoken in the scriptures, 25 into 4, that can't happen. Kali Yuga, the lifespan is coming down very rapidly. It's coming down. Recently, I was in Barsana day before. One fellow told this small kid, her mother died just 3 days back. She was just 25. Attack. So in one sense, when we come to devotional service, so the Lord is sitting in our heart, the Lord is giving us the true knowledge, and if you are really truly sincere, the Krishna will, because He is guiding, Krishna is our well-wisher, and Prabhupada is there always in the Samadhi. There are many Prabhupada disciples, the moment they first come to Vrindavan, one time one devotee was telling that, yes, when I come to Vrindavan, I go and meet Prabhupada in his house first. So our the Guru within the heart, the Chaitanya Guru, Lord Krishna, He can guide us, because everyone has his own family life and there are so many obligations. And also today people are there getting married late. Some they say life begins at 50, not at 25. For some the life begins at 50. For some people the life may begin at 50. So that is a higher version. So that is another aspect of life. So my understanding is that everyone can have his own maturity of life. So like Prabhupada writes that my spiritual master was coming again and again is my dream, and he was telling leave home. And one day Prabhupada's wife, she bartered the Bhagavad Gita commentary for some few biscuits. So Prabhupada became little sad. He said, tea or me? She said, tea. Then Prabhupada said, okay, bye bye. So sometimes the situations may, Prabhupada is divine person, I'm not telling he was compelled, but Krishna has different plans. Krishna reveals, but the only thing we don't see the way Krishna is guiding us. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.